Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is your girl Taz at MC, and you are now tuning in to the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy Big Sin.
What's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it. Walk Excellent is more than a brand. It's our destiny. We were created to be great, so we have to tap into that greatness and energy so that we can walk in our purpose. Sometimes it may seem difficult or impossible. Other times, our path may have an obstructed view or we just get lost. And some days, if not every day, we just have to simply let go and walk by faith, not by sight. Either way, we were built for greatness. And we have every right, I mean every right, to walk in our purpose. The journey of life starts from within. The key is taking the time to love yourself, mind, body, and spirit. Walk Excellent truly believes in life. That is why all of their products are made by hand. And the best part is, it's all made with love. For more information, please visit www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Walk Excellent. We were created excellent, so we walk excellent.
Sometimes a person can enter your life and it just completely changes the perception of how things are perceived, which usually leads to introspection, because I don't believe we can have genuine growth and change without honest self-reflection. It's a very intricate process of becoming more receptive to emotional maturity being habitually developed, allowing us to relinquish those fears, and we stop that development from being arrested by simply releasing those beliefs, which no longer coincide with these things that we now believe. And this person, they give us the confidence to no longer hold on to those things that we've already known we no longer need, which in turn cripples that emotionally crippling fear that we would no longer feed. And that rippling, it initiates a perpetual ripple that spreads hope. And if received, it can spiritually uplift you and help to destroy those walls that you made to protect, but they actually did nothing but encrypt you. So emotional decryption awakens a sense of freedom that can spiritually equip you and help you to reconnect with the source and understand that the epiphanies obtained from this connection should not be seen as a miracle or some type of rarity. We were all created to see the world through God-like eyes because it offers us so much more crystal clear like clarity and leaves us with a sense of feeling spiritually renewed as we can now view the world in a way that we never dared to imagine it was possible to be viewed. And it all goes back to this person who was attracted into your life off of the frequency that was initiated by thoughts that you had to consciously choose. She was attracted by thoughts you had to responsibly choose, because once you understand your part and you persistently work to develop the patience required to actually participate in the process of that part being perfected, then there is no scenario in life in which you cannot possibly lose. So how could you not possibly choose to embrace this person who challenges you to dream much bigger dreams and to break free from the safe complacency of our mundane lives? And if they truly are the windows to the soul, then this person brings an overwhelming common sense of inner peace to yours by simply being able to look into your eyes. When it feels as if you were in the presence of eternal happiness that chose this person as its earthly disguise. We've searched and we've been denied, though because of that person, this emotional thirst has completely diminished and then only subside. So now if the earth were to actually divide, there is no obstacle that you wouldn't traverse to have your energy redispersed and relocated to where this person resides. Because within that place, you feel safe. You have no need to physically, spiritually, mentally, or emotionally hide. But journey becomes so much easier because you are now continuously attracting the answers to most of your whys, and it all goes back to this person who, from the moment you connected, you instantly knew that everything that would be a reflection of that connection would be genuine and true, and that they would be the motivation behind so many amazing things that you would eventually do. So perhaps this is a clue that you, right now, hearing these words, means that person could be potentially you.
Okay, that's how we bringing it today. It's your girl TA to the Z, and you are currently listening to a special episode of the NC Hip Hop Show. And that track that you just heard was from Kane the Wordsmith, and it's called The Person. And so I actually have Kane the Wordsmith on the line with me right now, and we just going to get into it. Yo, you there, Kane?
Yes, I am.
All right, how you doing today?
I am absolutely fantastic. I'm a little giddy, I won't lie. Like, just hearing it play like that, I'm kind of feeling some type of way, I won't lie.
Yeah, for real, that's deep, you know. And before I even get into the interview and things like that, you know,
yeah,
since we kind of, you know, came into, you know, with that track, can you tell us, you know, a little bit about your motivation and your message behind that?
I think, like, we all want that person, like that one person who just makes us better, who challenges us to be more than we ever thought that we could possibly be. And, like, when you get to the point of just, like, knowing yourself and knowing what you want out of your life, you kind of want a person that reflects that. And I do believe in, like, the power of words and the law of attraction. So that was my attempt to, like, put that energy into the universe in hopes of sending that person my way.
Okay, I can think that. Okay, well, definitely dig a little bit more deeper, you know, in the poetry and, you know, things like that. But let's start at the beginning. Like, where are you from and how did you get your start? Like, what sparked your interest in poetry and spoken word?
So I'm from Lakewood, Ohio. I was born and raised on, like, the west side of Cleveland. I eventually ended up in Lakewood, Ohio. And, like, the poetry, like, I was always been good at, like, expressing myself on paper. Like, I would get in trouble when I was little and I would write my mom, like, little poetry notes to say I was sorry. And I would just always write to, like, express the things that I couldn't really express. And then, like, as I got older and I matured more, I figured out, like, spoken word was a thing. And I began to, like, delve into spoken word and the stage presence and just, like, the expression, the freedom that you get when you're on stage and you can express it differently than it is when you write it down on paper, because there's a difference. So the spoken word, I began to just play with that a little bit more, and it became my passion. And, yeah, it's just a passion of mine now.
Yeah, no, I can definitely dig that because, you know, I do music myself as well, but I started off at a young age doing poetry, and, you know, I was very quiet, and so for me, it was a way to express myself, you know what I'm saying,
absolutely,
and just, you know,
yeah,
writing down your thoughts and, like, you know, poetry and spoken word, man, like, it takes it to, like, a whole, you know, different level, so, you know,
absolutely,
I can definitely respect that for sure. Okay. All right. Well, in your opinion, is there a difference between poetry and spoken word? And if so, what's the difference?
So I feel like when I'm writing, because I write all my poems in my head, and people think that's a big deal. It's just like what I've been doing my whole life. So when I write, like, poetry on, like, actual paper, when I write a poem for, like, my book or something, it's the same, but, like, the spoken word gives you a little more freedom than, like, the actual written poetry. So, like, when I'm writing on paper, it's like I can see the bars, I can see the lines, and it's, like, it's kind of constructed, it's kind of constricting slightly. But when I'm doing the spoken word aspect of it and I'm on stage, it gives me, like, a little more freedom to play with the words and to, like, show the actual emotions behind the words I'm feeling at that time. Whereas if you're, like, reading it on paper, it may sound good to you or it may make sense, but if I can say it to you in person and on stage and you
mm-hmm.
hear, like, the sadness or the anger or the happiness or the sadness even, like, in those words that I'm expressing, that's what the spoken word gives you, like, that freedom with expression to put the emotion to the actual words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, backs it up a little bit more, you know. And reading it is always good, but, yeah, you're right. You know, just speaking it and then, you know, being able to express your emotion, you know, vocally,
right.
You know, can turn it, you know, to a whole different level, you know. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, spoken word definitely hits different. And, you know, just from what I heard, you know, from your project, like, man, props, you know, for sure. It definitely sounds like you've been doing this for a long time. You know, you're skilled, you know, for sure. And we're going to play some, you know, something else from you here. But, yeah, you know, the way that, you know, you put your bars together, you know, is dope. And I'm a writer, too. So, you know what I'm saying? All I can really do is just give you props. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, we've heard of poets, you know, like Ralph Waldo, Langston Hughes,
yeah.
Maya
yeah.
Angelou, and many great others. Who influences you?
So I'll be honest, like I think like all poets got like a little bit of like musician or rapper in them. So like right now I'm a huge J. Cole fan and I love Common. So like I wanted to be with my spoken word, like I wanted my influence to be something that's like intellectual. Like I wanted to tell a story that's not a story that's been regurgitated time and time again. So like I wanted it to be talent based. I definitely wanted you to like appreciate the skill and like the time that I'm putting into the craft, but I want it to be impactful as well. So like when I think impactful in music, I think about Common. Like he's a very talented guy, but he has a message in everything he's saying, and he's very like impactful with the words he uses and the way that he delivers it. And then with J. Cole, it's like you have this guy, he's a rapper and he's very talented, but it's not just like rhyming words for the sake of rhyming words. He has a message in everything he's saying, and that's what I want in my poetry to kind of reflect. Like when I speak, I want you to be appreciative of the talent aspect, but also the message within it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's saying something. He's not just putting it together simply because he can put these words together, but he's saying something and it's reflecting what I may be thinking about at this time, and I don't know how to express it myself, and just hearing him say it, like it's touching me. So that's, yeah, just like the biggest influence, like Common and J. Cole. I want it to be impactful, but also appreciated for the talent as well.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can definitely respect that. And in saying that, you know, as far as like Common and J. Cole, like if you had an opportunity, would you collab with, you know, either one of them or someone else perhaps? And if so, like how would that look, you know, putting it together, you know, with the hip hop and spoken word vibe?
No, so like me, so like first, yes, that's my short answer. Like definitely yes. Like if I had a J. Cole feature, that would probably like, wow. Like I would still be in fan mode first and then I would get it together. But so like me and Dewey, like we have a couple tracks together where he saw the vision. He had a vision of me putting my poetry with one of his songs, and I really didn't know how it would work. And he just came like with the topic and he had an idea and he was like, I want you to put a poem to this. And when we put it together, like, I was amazed at how like, seamless it was. Like, it fit so well, and I don't think, like, it's been done before. Like, I remember Outkast back in the day, and you would have, like, Big Rube. He would, like, speak and, like, say some things, but, like, to put the whole poem and the song together as, like, two separate verses, I don't think it's ever been done like that, at least that I can remember. So when
mm-hmm.
he brought the idea to me, and we did it, and it was, like, so... Yeah, like so seamless. That's the only word I can think of. Like it went together so well, and it just came out good. I wasn't expecting that. So I would definitely like collab with any artist, period, like hip hop, like alternative rock. Like if the poem fits and we can make it something that's inspirational and impactful, I 100% would be about that all the time.
Yeah, that definitely, you know, sounds good, you know, the collaboration and everything that you and Dewey were doing. And, you know, speaking of that, you did recently release a project. Can you tell us a little bit about your project, maybe a few of your favorite cuts, and, you know, how people can check that out?
So the project is called Destined to Be Heard, because I've always felt like I had a voice, and, like, ever since my youth, I just felt like I was destined to be heard by the world. So like the title was very easy to come to me, but the actual project, so like I've been doing spoken word for maybe like 2 or 3 years now, and we had a contest down here. It was like us against some other people, and our group won, and I won like the MVP for the poets on our side. And like after that, my passion was just sparked. Like I'm saying, like I really can do something with this. And I was going around. We have people within this, and like our environment who do music and they do beats. And I was going to everybody like, man, like I'm hungry, I'm ready. Like, can you please work with me? And like everybody was kind of giving me the runaround. And then Dewey, he saw me and he was like, listen, I got some things on my plate right now, but as soon as I clear it, I got you. And like some time went by and I thought he spun me too. And he just pulled up on me one day like I'm ready. And, like, the chemistry was pretty much instant, and we just knocked out, like, track after track after track after track. And he just, like, he helped me see the big picture. Like, you can be more than just an IG page, or you can be more than just spoken word here. You can do something with this. So he's, like, the person who really, really helped me put the whole album together and forced me to, like, put it out there. And as far as where it can be, I believe it's on Spotify and, like, Apple Music, I believe, maybe iTunes. And, like, all those type of platforms. But I definitely, like, give him a spark for, like, my motivation. And I had another friend, she kind of encouraged me as well to, like, you can do so much more than what you're doing right now. And between those two, like, the motivation and the inspiration, it just pushed me to put it out there. So I'm very happy that we put it out there.
Yeah, that's inspiring and motivating and, you know, just letting you know that you can do, you know, anything that you put your mind to. So, you know, great work.
Absolutely.
You know, keep pushing. And speaking of the music, I'm going to go ahead and play this track I got of yours called City in Turmoil. But if you could just do us the honors and introduce it to us, any words or any message behind it you want to say, go ahead and do that. I'll give the mic to you, and then I'll play that track.
Okay, thank you. So, like, my motivation behind it was, like, the world is in a very different place than it was, like, in my youth. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of things going on out there, and I definitely wanted to just reflect that with this piece as sort of an eye-opener. Like, people know what's going on, but we have to do something about it. We can't just stand by idle and just let it continue to happen. So this poem was just my attempt at being just eye-opening and just letting it be known that, like, something has to be done because the city is in turmoil.
All right. Let's go get it.
There's too many lives being lost. We gotta realize that it's time for a change. Cause how can we possibly expect our communities to even begin to heal when we're constantly in the midst of dealing with so much trauma and so much pain? Too much of the innocence is being lost. I think back to a time when the echoes of children's laughter, you can hear it drown out the night. But now there's so many monsters and predators loose in our world that children are forced to grow up different. Parents are afraid to let them play outside, and now they teach them not to make a sound at night. So metaphorically speaking, I feel like I'm soaking wet because I'm flooded with emotions and my heart's filled with tears as I stare at this dark cloud of desperation that seems to blanket our city and threaten to drench us with this torrential downpour of never-ending rain. And our community is at war with the people who are sworn to serve and protect. And throughout the city, that type of mentality has a ripple effect, and it perpetuates a cycle of deep-rooted animosity and never-ending pain. We have to realize that it's time for a change. But we've grown so accustomed to and have become shackled by that mentality of it being us versus them, that nobody wants to be the voice of reason. Nobody wants to find the courage to dig within. And even if you fail, just in the least make an attempt to be the one to try to break those chains. Things cannot remain the same. We have to find a way to come out of the darkness and allow ourselves to be completely embraced by the light, where it shines so bright that it frightens away the fears. Cause I don't want to be the reason that someone's mom is afraid to walk her own streets at night. I want to be the one she comes to because she knows she can depend on me to help wipe away her tears. Or better yet, I want to be the one she comes to because she knows she can depend on me to do everything in my power to help bring this violence to a cease. And I want my life to be a living example. I want my aura to just exude love and vibrance and peace. And this is definitely not me trying to stand here and preach. Cause I would much rather let my actions do the talking as I'm walking this walk and I'm consistently showing you. Because if I'm not willing to change, then how can I possibly look you in the eyes and say that I feel your pain and I understand what you're going through? Now man to man, this is me. I'm not really knowing you, but I'm knowing you special. I'm knowing that you can help. I'm knowing that you can make some type of difference. I know that God put something specifically inside of you that allows you to do what no one else can do, and you can impact this world with some type of significance. It's just giving you a sneak peek at me. If you ever see my hands up and I'm yelling I can't breathe, it has nothing to do with the police. That's me praying that God clears away some of this smoke, because I'm tired of being suffocated by all this violence and ignorance.
You are now listening to the NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by your girl Taz at MC and Big Sin. Let's get it.
All right, and we are back. It's your girl TA to the Z, and I am on the line with Kane the Wordsmith. All right, so let's talk a little bit about your goals and aspirations. What else can we expect from you?
So, like, we're in the midst of working on some things now. I got a book that's coming out pretty soon. It's being the final editing is being done on it now. And just trying to, like, be that inspiration to, like, lead by example. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. I just want to, like, be the best example that I can be and just keep doing, like, the next right thing and be as inspirational as I can be. As somebody who had, like, a lot of odds stacked against them, and instead of making excuses, like, I made the absolute best out of the situation and became the best version of myself. And I just want to spread that message, like, there's no mountain that we can't climb. Like, you can always, as you said, go get it. You can always go get it, no matter the circumstances.
All right, I know that's right. Well, we are definitely, you know, interested in hearing more. So when you drop that book, you know, got some new projects coming out. Definitely holla at us, and we can definitely get you back on the air, you know, and get you that exposure too as well. But before we get out of here, are there any last words, any shout-outs or comments, or, you know, what is your message to the world?
No, mine, it's like just to you. Like, I just want to thank you. I'm so humbled by this moment because you definitely didn't have to take the time out to do this. Like, I am an up-and-coming guy. I'm trying, and you definitely didn't have to take time out of your schedule to, like, assist me in this moment. So I just want to thank you. That's it. I just want to thank you for just taking the time to just, like, help me be heard in any capacity. I truly appreciate it more than I can articulate.
All right. Well, no, I definitely appreciate you, and you're very welcome, and that's why I do shows like this. I love what I do. I love to give people an opportunity, you know, to shine and express themselves, and especially, you know, when it's dope, you know, music and dope content. We got to get it out there and got to, you know, let people hear that. So, you know, it's all love this way. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, next time, you know, like you got something going, you know, hit us up and we'll get you on the air.
Yes.
But thank you, you know, for your time. And I hope that your poetry changes the world. You have a great and blessed, wonderful day, okay?
Yes, right back at you. Thank you very, very much.
All right, y'all. Peace. Till the next time we are on the air, it's your girl, TA to the Z. Holla.